For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Hallelujah. Can you take your seat? Praise God. I don't know why I'm happy this morning, but I know it's for good. Hallelujah. You'll be happy. You'll be happy. There's a difference between happiness and there's a joy and peace, right? But peace is very important also. You'll be joyful and peaceful in Jesus' name. The things you, there was a time in your life when you were worrying about some things, and then after a while I discovered that, I was not worrying about this thing. Is it true? This too will come to pass. It will come to pass in Jesus' name. Son, I'm worries, I'm it will happen, and quickly it will happen. Amen. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. The month of March, we've been looking at faith, and today is the last Sunday, and it's important we conclude on this note. Hallelujah. And then we have looked at believing a lot of things, in believing the impossible. Hallelujah. We look at a lot of topics, and I'm happy to see you. Before that, I'm happy to see you in church. I'm really excited to have you come hear the word of God. And I want to tell you, the word of God is making you and is transforming you. And the word of God that you hear will change your life. The word of God is not philosophy. It's not the writing of Socrates or Aristotle. Hallelujah. It's not the motivational speech of comedians or life is like a plane when you start flying. No. The word of God is real. It's potent. Hallelujah. Hearing the word of God will change your life. We have a lot of things in April. Like I'm saying things I'm not remembering. The month of April will be good for us. The word of God is real and practical. As you hear the word of God, very soon you'll be changing. Your life is changing. Status is changing gradually. Gradually. Then you say, I never would have made it. You will make it. Hallelujah. Everything you make. All the things that people have. The Bible says, gold and silver belong to me. The world belong to him. A father leaves inheritance for his children. And it's for us. Hallelujah. So, this morning we'll be concluding on faith. Faith and patience. The importance of joining your faith. After having so much faith that can move a mountain, it's good to have patience. We've looked at living a lifestyle of faith, living above fears, faith and works. Hallelujah. And then finally, we are concluding on faith and patience. And then in a generation, everything is microwave. We need to be able to hear this word again and again. Hallelujah. As young people. Hebrews 6 verse 12. Let's read together. One, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. So two things are needed. You need to have faith. And then as we are having faith, you need to be patient. Hallelujah. And then it will happen. I said in the first service, Apostle Romans said that faith doesn't make things easy. It only makes it possible. Number two, I said, there are things that prayer alone can change and do. And there are things that when you pray, you need to take action. Only action can change them. But there are things we evolve into. Prayer will not change it. When you pray, prayer will not change it. I gave example your age. If you are 28 years now, you cannot pray to become 29 by next week. You have to wait to count the months. True or false? You cannot pray December. Let's say you are waiting to marry in December. You cannot pray December to next week. You have to wait for the month to pass, right? Before it comes. So there are things that prayer will not change. No matter how hard you work now, you cannot bring next week to today. You have to wait. Things evolve into. Hallelujah. I can also, in the anointing, I discovered that there are things you grow into and then you understand. In church, in life, you grow into them. So you need to understand that balance so that you not be afraid or you'll be thinking your life is not working, your faith is not working. There are some things that will never change. They will change with time. Hallelujah. And then the things I want to say in this statement before we continue is faith that is not tested is false. Any faith that has not been tried is false. James chapter 1 verse 3. And if your faith has never been tested, it is not true. You can confess you have a lot of faith about many things, but until that faith is tried, then you know you don't have faith. Saying this now, I just remembered when I was in campus and when I was present, I remember preaching a message about trust. Teaching people you have to trust God and believe God for everything. And then you preach and jive and you think you have faith. Until when I finish NYC and then God say, don't get a job. Don't call anybody for money. Start a ministry and start full time. Do you understand that kind of instruction? Don't get a job. Don't call anybody for money. Start a ministry and study full time. That means, and the money, you know, start a ministry from the scratch. The pulpit doesn't have any, remember. And then you're not working. That means feed yourself, clothe yourself. Then I knew I didn't have trust. Trust I've been preached. Well, it's just on my head. I learned how to trust God. From that moment, everything is possible. Learned how to trust God. So your faith will be tested. Hallelujah. Once you believe in something, your faith will be tested. You believe God for anything. You believe God for finances. He will try you and see if you truly believe him. You believe him for healing. He will try you. And then when your faith is tested, validated. Number four, and I will close with that. That is, I got it from Apostle Joshua Selman. Said, everything that is good is a product of time. Everything that is good is a what? Product of time. For you to have a good pap, you have to be able to be patient to wait for the right temperature. Wait for it to be able to coagulate very well, right? If you want to cook a good meal, it needs a lot of time and patience. True of us, those of us that are good cooks. But if you are like me, most men cook like me anyway. After boiling the rice and the beans, we put all the ingredients and close and time it. Is that not true, guys? Oh, some of you are going to cook well. You don't have to cook. Right? Just, after boiling, just put all the ingredients, Maggi, so put the oil, time 15 minutes, and then your food is ready. But you want to eat a good meal. Time to put this, wait for it to mix, put another thing, wait for it. True of us. See, a good relationship is a product of time. We'll be able to invest in the person and wait. So anything that you see that is good, the Bible says every good comes from God. And if it is God, it will take time. Hallelujah. It will take time. God is not in a hurry. And everything that is good will take time. I gave three definitions of patience in that service. I will give three in this service. But that service, I say patience means allowing process to play out. Life has processes. You have to allow it to play out. Hallelujah. Number two, I say patience means waiting for the due time. And then number three, I said in the first service, patience means trusting the systems of God. We looked at that very well. But for this service, patience means, I'm defining patience now. Patience means faith in the faithfulness of God. Patience means Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. Faith in the faithfulness of God. When you are patient, it means you are having faith in the faithfulness of God. The Bible says, I am the Lord your God, I change your God. It's the same yesterday, today, and what? Forever. Is that what it says? Hebrews 13 verse 8. God is the same. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and what? Forever. If he did it before, he can do it again. You know that song? Same God right now. Same God back then. Hallelujah. If he can pick somebody from the dungeon and make him a king. If he can change life. If he did it before, he can do it what? Again. There's nothing God cannot do. He's the same. In Malachi chapter 3 verse 6, the Bible says, God changes not. So when you are patient, you are hoping in his faithfulness that he will never leave you. He never forsake you. No matter how bad the going goes, God is there. He will come for you. He will come true for you. So you are patiently waiting for him. Number 5, patience means willing to wait if necessary. Willing to wait if necessary. In Job 13 verse 15, he was speaking, he said, even God, if God slay him, hallelujah, he will not compromise his integrity. He will wait for God to deliver him. He will wait for God to come true for him. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain my own ways before. So no matter what is happening, even if you are drinking garri, hallelujah, your family is from the back of the back. There is nobody that has a passport in your family, not to talk of a visa. There's nobody that has a car. Nobody has a machine. When you look at your background, it looks as if you have more reason to be in fear than to be in faith. There's nobody that has crossed Nigeria before. Some people, nobody has even left their state origin from their family. You hear people testify in orientation camp, I am the first from my family, extension family, extensive family to be a copper. Have you had people testify like that? I am the first from my family, extended to be a copper. I say, life is real. Is that not true? But you are hoping in God and believing in him. You will wait and your story will be different. Hallelujah. God will never... Waiting upon him will never prove abortive in Jesus' name. He will come through for you. And then when number six, I say patient is constantly in pursuit, calmly. You are pursuing something calmly, diligently pursuing. You are not in a hurry. A little here, a little there. Hallelujah. I said, you don't have the right to say you are patient if you don't meet three conditions. Some people say they are patient and then that is actually wrong. They are supposed to be acting and they are supposed to be moving. Hallelujah. There are people that are supposed to be moving but they say they are patient. But then there are three conditions. When you fulfill these conditions and then things have not changed, then you can wait for God. The first condition I said is, when you carry out all the responsibilities that God has given you accurately and maximally. Hallelujah. God has said, go to Lokoja and serve. And then you're supposed to work out your service to Abuja. You did not work it out. And then you're in Lokoja. God has said, when you're in Lokoja, serve me very well. Serve the church. And then you are serving. You are doing all you can do. And then you are serving very well. Then you can wait and patiently wait for the turn of story. God has said, do this. All the instructions that you know that you're supposed to do, you have done it. Then you wait for God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, walk and you're walking. You're walking well, tirelessly walking. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, something happened on Monday. I went to see Pastor Mint and by around 6, I said he was not at home. He was already in the office. I said, oh boy. Work is work. Hallelujah. We are starting to walk. So when you walk and when you give, when you labor, when you love, when you do all you're supposed to do and then things have not changed. When you have prayed and you have really prayed. Hallelujah. And then things have not changed. You wait on God. Number two, I say when you are in the perfect will of God, when you are where you are supposed to be, I said in Romans chapter 12 verse 2, there are three will, acceptable will of God, permissive will of God, and then what? The perfect will of God. Acceptable will of God is, God knows that this is not the will of God, but since you have decided to go this way, okay, he will play along. Hallelujah. Many people are in their marriages that is not the perfect will of God for them. Many people marry the wrong people. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that? And then they suffer and then they struggle through their life. They have to be patient. But when you marry the perfect will of God, it will be, and they have a happy ending after. Is that what they used to say in movies? Is it happy ending or something like that? Happy after ending. Hallelujah. Eh? Okay, that thing they used to say. That would be what would happen to you when you are with a perfect relationship. Hallelujah. Is that not true? Because it would be like a screw ball and do not. All together? Not a rounded ball and then a screw. When you have a screwdriver, it's square, and then the hole is round, it will not work very well. But when you have the perfect screw and the perfect hole, everything works together. So when you marry the perfect person, that is why it is important you trust God to marry well. Anybody you marry that is a Christian, we will never say it's a divorce, hallelujah. But just know that is the lot you have in the land of the living. But when you're in the perfect will of God, when you're supposed to be where you're supposed to be, I'm in a city where God said I should be, I'm where I should be, hallelujah. God did not say that I should go to Port Harcourt. God did not say I should go to Lagos. God did not say I should go to Abuja. God said here, and I'm here. So I should wait for him, because I will be patiently waiting for him till he comes, and I know he will come. Is that not true? Yes. If God says I should go to Lagos, and I say, no, I love Abuja, that's another wahala. Then the third condition for patience is when God has instructed you to wait. And then when he has instructed you to wait, you must be in accurate sensitivity to discern incoming instructions. When God say wait, just know that another instruction will come. Then you must maintain your sensitivity to hear when he say move. Are we together? He told them in Luke 24 verse 49, tarry in Jerusalem, Luke 24 49, until I will be endued. And then when they were endued, immediately they know that was the time to move. Hallelujah. Sometimes God say, be in the hiding, be in the mountain. You cannot be in the mountain or in the wilderness forever. Hope you know that. You cannot be in the wilderness for 45 years or you cannot be. Even Jesus Christ was in the wilderness for how many years? How many years was Jesus in the wilderness before the time of appearance? 30 years. Is that not true? 30 years he came out. John the Baptist did the same. You cannot be in wilderness for 45 years. You are 45 years now. You say God is still saying you're in the wilderness. Or you are 65 years. You're still in the wilderness. When will you come outside? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is that not true? When will you go out? You are 65. When will you come out and manifest? You cannot be in the wilderness forever. So God will tell you to wait at a particular period, but after waiting, he will tell you step out. All together? Then you are patient when you are in the waiting period, waiting for that instruction and say, now rise. Now rise. Now move. There are benefits of patience. I gave three in the first service. I'll give three now. Say, patience helps you avoid corrupting your future. We say, David did not corrupt his future because of patience. He waited for the throne for 13 years. So was Joseph. I said number two, I said, patience will help you avoid the wrong and deadly decisions. Just like Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. And then number three, I say patience will help you avoid compromise and shortcut. Jesus Christ avoids shortcut to getting the whole world back. Jacob went into the wrong way by going the short way. And then he suffered all his life. The Bible says when Pharaoh saw him, he was looking older than his age. Then Pharaoh asked him, how old are you? I've never seen that in the Bible. Say, how old are you? He said, my years have not been easy. They have been full of turmoil and suffering. That was why he testified. Because he went and labored for 14 years to marry. In the wilderness, in the dew, raining and farming. Hallelujah. Because he suffered. He went in the wrong way. So going the shortcut will cause you to suffer more. And then number four, benefit of patience. That is for this survey now. Patience brings beautiful and long-lasting harvest of seed. Patience being what? Beautiful and long-lasting harvest of seed. In Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11, the Bible says, he make all things beautiful what? In their seasons. Genesis 41 from verse 40 to 45 was the story of Joseph. When he had free sex, he refused. That is, having a sex with a married woman that has children, he refused. Until when he married a princess. Hallelujah. And then his marriage, his promotion, the wealth, everything was good. Your harvest will be beautiful and long-lasting if you wait. Hallelujah. If you keep yourself as a young person and you marry well. I remember this song by one artist. I want to call his name because I'm preaching. But one artist, he said, under the right ceiling, you know the song I'm thinking, talking about? All of you know it. Of a one, under the right ceiling, the lady is waitingly patient. How many of you remember the song I'm talking about? Okay, you know it. But I'll not call the name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Wait. Because some people don't have honeymoon because there is no local honey in the moon. They are wedded. The first 1 week, there is nothing new. We have had all the sex before, so what is new? Is that not true? So there is no even honey in the moon. We are in the moon, but no honey has finished. See, your harvest will not be beautiful. So wait so that the harvest can be beautiful. I mean, when you are cooking, and then you are testing the food, you weigh one spoon. When the food is finally done, you don't have the appetite to eat again. Is it true? When you are testing the food, one spoon, 3 spoons, go and first 3 spoons, man will kill him. So you wait. And then after eating, when the food is finally done, most of the appetite will have gone. See that the food is done, but the harvest is gone. So like plucking a fruit that is not ripe. You'll be eating it will spoil your mouth. But wait patiently. Keep yourself. Let your harvest be long-lasting and beautiful. So that when you are marrying, you know this is a beautiful bride, a beautiful wedded bride, a first-hand material, a new Benz, a new car. This is a fresh guy. Altogether, when it's money and you're invested, that your harvest will be long and good. Enjoy your money with the rest of your mind. So be patient. Hallelujah. Number five, benefit of patience. Patience is the fastest way to peaceful achievement. Patience is the, James chapter 1 verse 17. Patience is the fastest way to a peaceful achievement. Bible says every good and perfect gift come from God. Is that correct? Is that what it says? Every good and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light. In science, we were told that the fastest way to 2 points is what? A straight line. Do we remember? The fastest way to 2 points is a straight line. From this place to this place, the fastest way is here. If I go like this and I come like this, this place is longer. Is that not true? That's basic science. So the fastest way to 2 points is a straight line. That means in righteousness is the fastest way to get anything in life. When you go and meet a barber and you do a charm, and then you scam people, and then you have a new Lexus, you have a Mercedes Benz. Hallelujah. You live in a hotel, you live in a 5-star hotel. Hallelujah. You do a lot of things. after a while, have you met Yahoo people that we are wretchedly broke? After a while, have you met people like that? You have met people like that? Have you met a slay queen? Sometimes when you see their tattoo on a boy, you know, this lady was once the happening baby in town. Have you seen them? See them with their tattoo, fear. You see them looking at her, this lady was once the happening thing. But now she stays there prayer like a prayer point. Her phone doesn't ring. Nobody cares about her. All the pleasures that she had, she would have had a married husband now, constantly taking care of her. But now nobody cares about her. Are we together? There are many politicians that have done a lot of things that are back to penury. Because they went the short way. The fastest way is righteousness. Hallelujah. And then you achieve it. When you compromise, you can get it, but you will never have peace of mind. You never have peace of mind. So patience will make you have the fastest way to peaceful achievement. When you achieve it, you will know it's yours. I remember we have instruments as a church. We went to buy our amplifier and our mixer. The man said, I like you. The company I work with give free instrument. We can give you free instrument and then you can pay later. Have you ever gone to bank to collect loan? They always give you loan. The first day will smile. Hallelujah, yeah, happy customers. But when they come to collect their loans from you, they treat you like a dog. You don't pay, enter the car. The same man that was smiling with you, is that not true? See, as he was smiling, giving me the instrument, I would have collected them on loan. I'll be here preaching and sweating. Because I know on Monday he will call me. How far they had the money? Yes. But I waited. I said, if I don't have the money, don't worry, I'll be coming to buy one by one. Until I have the money, I don't want. I want everything I am preaching or that I'm having in the church belongs to us, paid cash. I don't want a situation where there is somebody somewhere we are owing money. Because I'll be counting how much came in offering today because we have a loan to service. But I can preach with rest of mind because there is nobody that will call me after. Are we together? So I will patient the loan to what we have till we have it. That is the way I will not go and rent a car or have a car that is. Have you noticed that when you spoil your own, the pain is different? Have you ever happened to you before? You spoil something that is borrowed. The pain is what? Different. First of all, you don't even have it. Now you buy for somebody before you even buy your own. I read of a story of a woman that her husband suffered for over 15 years. Why? Because they were supposed to name their child and then she went there to go and borrow a gold necklace from her friend. And then it was stolen in the midst of the program. And then she didn't tell the friend. She went and loaned money to pay the friend. And then after the 15 years of servicing the loan, she met her friend. And then the friend told her that actually the gold I borrow you was even a fake gold. She did it, yes, true love, she didn't even know. Hallelujah. Just affect yourself from some stress in life. Some patience. Hallelujah. You don't want an Android phone, use your let it ring. Don't be afraid when you see Twitter for iPhone. No. Let it be Twitter for Android in peace. In what? In peace. Don't be intimidated. Because some people will not rest. Hallelujah. Number six benefit of patience. Patience helps you to avoid a life of pressure, debt, and worry. Like I just said in 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 5. I made a pastor that says this is his scripture for him to borrow. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 5. He said, he was preaching to his pastor and quoted this scripture and said, even the Bible says, the prophet borrowed. But as one was falling, this was a situation where some prophet were with Elisha, and then they wanted to expand the city. But as one was falling a beam, the axe fell into the water. And he cried. He was crying. Hallelujah. And said, alas, master, for it was what? Borrowed. Many people borrow to impress people. The shoe is not theirs. The clothes is not theirs. The house is not theirs. Some friend hosts girlfriends in apartment that is not their own. You know, most of us are young. True, yes. When you leave, you go back to your buka. See, it's time for traditional wedding. You're taking out your buka. Yes, you'll be snapping. You must calm down. What you don't have. Hallelujah. If you live in a hut, let the girl come and see that you drink gari. Be patient. Don't be under debt to borrow. What you don't have, don't borrow to pay for it. Don't borrow to service a life you cannot afford. Don't borrow to take her out if she cannot come to the house. Somebody was telling me recently that his girlfriend came to visit him, and then he cooked, and then there was no oil, and then she sat down and ate with him. She said, It's okay. She said, we can start from this apartment. As a matter of fact, where I was living, my wife said, we'll move into this apartment. I said, no, you cannot move this because it was a cube. Hallelujah. I don't even know my house apart from Stephen now. Okay, that's only basically. It's a cube. Only a bed. I'm telling you, complete. But she said, no, sincerely, she insisted we don't move out of that apartment. I said, no, we'll move out. Now, when I noticed that she was willing to move into that apartment with me, I gave her the shock of her life. That when she got to the apartment that I was about to move, she could not believe it. She almost fainted. Believe that our apartment will be her first house, because she was patient to suffer with me. I'll say that since you're willing to suffer, you will never suffer. Yes, that's a fact. When she see, as young men, when you meet somebody that's willing to suffer, you must be willing to give them all the reasons not to suffer. But when you meet somebody that is not willing to suffer with you, you have met the wrong person. Hallelujah. Yes. Gave her the comfort of her life. Yes, comfort of her life. Yes. Praise God. Because I noticed she was willing to suffer. And she was patient to grow. I've vowed that I will not drive a car that is my wife's car. Always. That means if I have a Mercedes tomorrow, that means she has something better than that. Because she was willing to be patient. I will never hold a phone better than her phone. I've decided, and I've made it practical already, because I noticed she was willing to be patient to wait till I have it. So since you are patient, you will never lack it. Are we together? So patience will help you avoid pressure and debt. You will never go and borrow to impress. I remember we were about to marry, she said that Rome was not built in a day. She will say, don't worry, let's start from where we are. Rome will be built in a day. Hallelujah. Yes. So, don't avoid the life of borrowing. It's black. If you have only one, make sure the dress is black. Are we together? Yes, nobody will ever know. When SCF state president, nobody knew. I had only one black trousers. But nobody knew. People will say, Papa, you buy clothes always, so they don't know. Jan is a techniques, my brother. Kalabayaha. There is a way you change the shirt. There is a way you rearrange yourself. Nobody will know you don't have wisdom. Come and learn some of these wisdoms. Hallelujah. Don't go under pressure. Your clothes doesn't have a label of Gucci. Don't mind yourself. Buy Akara. There is fake Gucci they sell. Let them sew it and style it. Live life at your level. Anything you don't have, don't be under pressure to borrow. Be patient. You will have it. If you don't have TV in your apartment, you don't have a good house, stay where you are staying. Don't go and live in a house that every year is rent. Every time it's for rent, you are staying in a house that your annual salary from January to December times two will not pay. That is spiritual madness. How do you know that? Let's say your house is 350 and then your salary is 40,000 naira. What is it? You have not met people like that? Yes. And then every time, Lord, I need a miracle, you will not get. You need to be able to be patient. I met a man that owned one of the big bakery in Lokoja here. Praise the Lord. I met a man having one of the big bakery in Lokoja here. He said that the way he started his life, he said he was buying bread from Lagos and selling in Lokoja. After a while, they said that they would give him a car. He was buying bread from Lagos. After a while, he was living in one bedroom with his two children. Patient to move out. After a while, get a two bedroom. After a while, build his house. After a while, his life changed. I almost want to mention the name of the bread now. I have the story of Bishop David Oyedepo when he married his wife. He could not afford a meal with food, not even a meal with egg. See, one day he came out and he saw his wife cook a delicious meal with egg. He was shocked. Where did you get the money from? She said that she called someone and said, from today, no more egg in this table. Now, if you want to eat the leg of a lion, Can he eat it? If he want to eat the leg of an antelope today, he was patient. Dr. Paul said he and his wife, when they moved to Abuja, a medical doctor, his wife a medical doctor, he had a scholarship to go out of the country to study. His wife was a medical doctor of a God-serving governor. She was a doctor. He's from a royal family. Her wife was a daughter of a medical professor, a medicine professor, University of Jos. All of them from a financial family. God said, move to Abuja. They moved to Abuja and they were in one room that the toilet was outside. And they were like, is it 7 or 8 of them? Say that anytime he want to read, he has to go and read outside, inside his car. Inside one, he had one Volvo that time, according to him. And then they were there for like 18 months. He said how her friends were flying outside the country that time with their whole boyfriends, and then they could not afford to fly. They couldn't have the money. He said he remember when he went to browse, what did he mean to browse? Okrika. You go and browse for suit, the suit he will be wearing. He said he see some of the picture, I remember where he bought the suit. But now when you see him standing on the stage, from head to toe is somebody annual salary. Is that not true? Tell me the country the wife will want to go to now that she got. Nowhere. So you see that you will not be under debt or under pressure. So people that put you under pressure, tell them to stop. Tell them my pastor said, let me take life calmly. From today, no more borrowing. Are we together? Yes, don't put your life under pressure. Don't put your life under debt, under worrying. How will I put any appointment you cannot keep, don't go. Any wedding you cannot attend, don't go. Are we together? Any appointment you cannot keep, don't what? Don't go. Every appointment you cannot comfortably, don't come to a wedding that the groom will, yesterday Pastor Mim was telling me about something that happened at my wedding. And I said, I don't even know. Because the groom and the bride, their mind is on something else that day. So instead of, you know that going and coming, you may not afford, Kukuma send 5,000 naira to the person will appreciate it more than your present that he may not even notice. Are we together? So be wise. Necessity for patience. I say when you have the revelation of the word of God, you'll be patient. Bible speaking in Luke 21:23. Bible says, he said, scriptures cannot be broken in John chapter 10 verse 35. And then he said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. Hallelujah. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. Anything God says will come to pass. Everything scripture says. So more you understand the word of God, be patient. The Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass. So once you know the scripture, once you have a revelation of the scriptures, you will be at peace. You will do all you need to do, but at peace. And then number two, necessity for patience is no life of comparison and competition. You don't compare yourself with another. You don't compete. You don't outshine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. You don't compete to marry the latest guy in town. You don't compete to marry the most clever babe in town. Hallelujah. I'm not under competition. I'm not under comparison. This is all I have. Hallelujah. No matter what I can do, I cannot be fair like who here. I cannot be fair. If I bleach, you know, I'm not like this. Hallelujah. I cannot compare myself. There are some of my mates that are doing better than me, having more than me. I watched one of my mates complaining that they went to snap, and then they snap 6,000 naira per picture, or 25,000 naira per picture. I just shook my head. I said, Jesus, this is my mate. Hallelujah. It's my classmate. Hallelujah. And then he paid it comfortably. I will never snap a picture that is 300 naira. For what? I cannot even afford it. I go for what? 6,000 naira in Lagos. See, there was another person, it was more expensive, 20,000 naira per shot. Let me tell you, the way 5 naira is to you, that is the way 5 million is to somebody. Hope you know that. That's the way 5 million is, the way 5 naira is to you. Say hallelujah. I know they say. Just imagine myself now comparing myself with the son of Dr. Paul Enetche starting ministry. Is it the same? It can never be the same. Even if he's not anointed, he's anointed by relationship with his father. The fact that he's his son is anointed. Is that not true? The fact that his daughter Enetche, members will come. Now Enetche son be that, will they go? They will come. So you don't compare. You don't compare. Because when you compare, you try to live there. And you don't know what is the or what they have done, where they are from, where their connection. Hallelujah. Some people get money from outside their country to fund their ministry. They have relations outside. When their relation send them $100,000, do you know how much that is in error? When their relation send them $1,000, you know how much that is in error? But to the person outside $1,000, but you want for you to raise 20,000 naira as a church, that's 17 services. You want to compare yourself with that person? It can never work. Are we together? You want to compare yourself like somebody that grow under the house of Benson in Dausa, or the saving hands laid on them, or anointing always. They serve anointing like that. They have anointed themselves. They have spoken over them. Dangerous anointing. One woman, you came from a village full of Dibias. Nobody, the only person in your house, drink alcohol. That's the kind of place you are from. You can rise like them, but you don't compare like them. You are not the same level. Are we together? There are people, I know people that are not my mate. For me to say we are mate, it's tantamount to madness. The biggest church in this world is Auditorium Life. At the time when he made it was Dr. Bishop Oyedepo. Hallelujah. And then at that time he was submitting Kenneth E. Hagin. And Kenneth E. Hagin have only a tent where they meet monthly or weekly like that. Then I had Bishop say that, okay, because now my church is bigger than him. His church is bigger than his mentor, also Kenneth Copeland. Hope you know that. Then he said, think about me. Let me say, I wake up one morning and I say, I am bigger than them. He said, that would be mischievous madness. Because you have some level of result, doesn't mean you are in any way higher than them. Come on, are we together? Yes. So, revelation of God, no comparison. You are not different. You are not the same. You be patient and then you wait for your time. Avoidance of anxiety. When you avoid anxiety, you become, I said, number four, I said, right company. Now, for this service, when you avoid quick schemes, avoidance of quick schemes help you to be patient. Proverbs 13 verse 11. Please, I want us to read these three scriptures. Proverbs 13, 11. Genesis 26 verse 13. Psalm 71 verse 21. Proverbs 13, 11. Avoidance of quick schemes will help you to be patient. Hallelujah. What does this say? Proverbs 13, 11. Well, gotten by vanity shall be diminished. Yes. But he that what? Gather by labor. Do you know what it means to gather? That means little here, little there. You are gathering. You are increasing. All together. You are increasing little. That is the way you increase. This is the way to increase in the kingdom. Genesis 26 verse 13. Genesis 26 13. So you increase by gathering. You save. You invest. You gather. You invest. Genesis 26 verse 13. That was the most anointed person carrying a blessing. That among the Bible says. And Genesis 26, 13, are we there? Let's read. And the man was great and what? Went forward and what? Grew. Say grew. Grew. Grow. He grew. Until. So that means little upon little. Once upon a time, your account balance will be 1,000. One after a while, 10,000. After a while, 50,000. 100,000. That is the way to grow wealth. Authentic wealth. Are we together? All these give 50,000 naira and then you have 50,000 naira after 1 week. That's what we call quick schemes. You don't become wealthy like that. Say with me, hope you know that. All this scheme, I want something that can give me sharp. I put, so some people I've met people, I remember that time of MMM. No, before MMM. There was another guy. Pastors that pick church money and deposited so that the money will come and then they will take their own. A guy was admitted because his uncle that has labored all the years gave him money to build house. He has been sending money for him to build house. After the country, and then he put his money in that. The money will come, he said, let me double it. Once he heard that they collapsed, he fainted immediately. He was on drip when I heard the story. Yes. That is, I'm telling you, true life story. I remember a woman was told, she was the woman leader of her church, pick the woman leader's money. It's different when you eat women's money. It's different from when you eat church money. When you eat women's money, it's another case altogether. She picked women money and went and dumped in that place. And then when they told her, they knew she was cooking. It was beans water. She carried it through life story and poured it on her body first. Madness has started, I'm telling you. Madness has started. Avoid anything that looks too fast to be real. Learn to gather. Isaac grew. Jesus Christ grew. You will grow to be wealthy. You will not become wealthy overnight. I read Cristiano Ronaldo. Messi said he took him how many years? 17 years. 149 years to become an overnight success. He didn't become Messi all of a sudden. Even Ronaldo did not become Ronaldo all of a sudden. It took them years. Are we together? So, anything too fast to be real, it will not work. It may work for the first people that get it, but after a while, it will crash. And then, if that is the way you want to build wealth, you will not be successful like that. You must learn how to build systems and structures so that your wealth can be predictable and reproducible. So you, little by little, that is wealth. So when you avoid quick schemes, you will be patient. Because by quick scheme, you can be wealthy by next month. Hope you know that. There is a quick scheme that can make you wealthy by next month. Just go to nowadays, the ritual that people do is you bow on the road or something like that, and then suddenly they have money, right? Don't go and ask for the Baba. They can direct you. And then all of a sudden you have an iPhone 12 Pro. All of a sudden you have a Mercedes-Benz. All of a sudden you lodge in a hotel. That is three floors. All of a sudden your skill is fresh. All of a sudden you are spending billions. That's a quick way to make money. But if you are going to go God's way, it's not going to be quick. Hallelujah. Spiritual maturity will help you. Humility and meekness. And then number eight is knowledge of biographies and history. The Bible says Daniel understood by books. Is that not true? Psalms 44 verse 1. The Bible says our fathers have told us. How many of you have read 50 biographies? 50 stories of people. Let me see your hands up. You have read 50 biographies. 100 biographies. Okay. When I read biographies of people that started ministry, I know that what God has done. That is why I'm patient. Do you know what I'm talking about? When I read the way Living Faith started, how many of you know how the way Living Faith started? You have read their story before. When you read the way they started, and what God has done for us as a church is a big miracle. When you read biographies of people's story, how many years that the Adeboye has been in ministry before he blew? That Adeboye, how many of you? Yeah, you know he has been in ministry for 40 years already. Right? Yes. So how many years did it take him for him to be known to start making money and people start giving him seats? It took years. How do we know that? So you coming in now, me coming in the ministry, Lord, I want to have the result that I've been pastor. Yeah. You see, I want to kill myself for nothing. It will not happen. It took Dr. Paul and H.A. years before he said there was a time when they were building the area one church, that's the old church. They were not having money. The bank came and said, we'll give you a loan to build the church. But then after every service, we'll come and count the offering for you. He said, no, he didn't agree. So they have been there for years. He said there was a time he was in the hotel with depression, thinking about life. Yes. But they built the highest auditorium in the world with no debt in the world. They even had extra after a while. When you read biographies and the story of people, you will know that your life is better. What you see in the parlor of certain people, it took them 12 years to acquire them. Hope you know that. Look at your father's house. How many years? He bought one chair. Then 2 years later, he bought TV. 3 years later, he bought it. It's not true. Come on, it's not true. Read, ask people their story. Tell them how did it take to make this kind of thing. Because most of us, we look at where they are now and we want to have their kind of results. You see Nathaniel Bassey now and say, I want my album to blow like Nathaniel Bassey. Are you joking? Do you know where he came from? Do you know how many of his albums have never been sung? Do you know when he sang and then nobody has ever listened to him? Do you know whether he has played what he has gone through before he blew? So read stories of people. Read their biographies. It will tell you a lot. Read the story. Yesterday I was listening to the video of Pastor KK. You know Pastor KK? Called the Komaya. One of the pastors. He said, you know, his wedding day, which is what? They didn't even have money to buy veil for her. They danced crazy. I saw him. He went to Uganda. It was in a Rolls Royce. He is super blessed. Super blessed. Mommy Faith, Oyedepo, she said that when she went to Living Faith Church, the first time the church was in Kaduna, she was in Ilorin. Is it Ilorin? Okwara. Said that the way that she went to meet her husband, and he'll come back every time he has one beetle. He'll be saying the church was awesome. The church, the way he'll be telling about the church, he was thinking it was a big church. So the first day she went there, after she was thinking it was on the school that finished. So she went, so when is the service starting? She said, ah, this is the service that has ended. She could not believe her life. Yes. Well, look at where they are today. 50,000 capacity, 3 services full, building 106-seater capacity now. Hallelujah. So we need to read the stories and biographies of people. Read the stories of God generals. How they suffered, how they went through certain things. Read the story of even secular people that are successful. Read their stories. Are we together? I like reading biographies of people, even artists, all of them. How they went through, what they did, how they met the devil, how the devil helped them. Hallelujah. I like to read it. Because there is always a point they met something and then something changed them. When you read people's story, you know your life is good. I'm telling you. No, your life is good. Hallelujah. So reading a biography will help you to be patient. I am patient because I know that something is changing. Because I have read the patterns. There is a way things always change for people. It's predictable. Pastor Chris said he will preach. He open doors and say, don't come here again. Some people will slap him and send him away. Hallelujah. So to say, he preached. Nobody was listening to him. He preached. It was being preached everywhere. Preaching. No miracle, nothing. He has never, you will not see. The first time he saw somebody's name, he was afraid. He himself was afraid. Before one day, when he started the first service, he saw the prophetic. He called the name, called the person village. He was confused himself. So he was waiting for the service to finish so that he would run. The pastor said, you will preach. They said, no. That thing that happened was a mistake. Me, myself, I didn't know. See, from that day, that was when he lost into the prophetic. You see, when you read the stories of people, you know that the anointing. The first HIV person, Pastor David Ibiomi, prayed for. I read the first miracle of Apostle Selma. When you read their stories, how it happened. They have been doing it for years. Then one day it will happen. How do you get that? They will try, it will not work. Try, it will not work. Try, it will not work. After a while, it will happen. When you read biographies, you'll be encouraged. So try to read stories of people. Try to read biographies of people that move into a new city, how they started. Are we together? It will help you a lot. It will help you to be patient. To know that your story is not different. Are we together? How many of you will be biographies? Read like 5 biographies. Biographies are short. And do you know what biographies will do to you? The person will say, there was a time in my life when I didn't have this. And then after a while, I started having this. That is one statement. But that statement can be 15 years. You know what I'm talking about? The person can just make one and say, there was a time this was not happening, and then this began to happen. Once and in between, there was a time it was not happening, and when it happened, it took 15 years for that statement to happen. So when you read biography, you must be smart also. Because one statement from that person can mean before this thing happened, it took the person 17 years before it happened. So when you read it, you understand life. It will show you the way life is. That it will get better. So you'll be patient. Hallelujah. You'll be what? You'll be patient. You'll be patient. So there are dangers of impatience. Patience will cause you to be deceptive and manipulative. People begin to manipulate you. A young girl will be paying her bills all by herself until the day she sleeps with you as a pastor. And she will, if you don't give me money to buy my cream, I will tell people. You have started manipulation. That is, I heard of a true love story of a pastor that sell their keyboard, sold their amp, sold their speaker. True last story. Had it from opposite speaker. And just Apostle John Suleiman. So the only thing that was left in the church was a drum or something like that. And he was about to say, they say, what is wrong? He started crying. So what happened was, one of the members invited him to pray for her. And then he was in a hotel room. And then as he entered the room, she locked the room. And then she was with some guys inside the room. They forced him to off his clothes to sleep with her. He refused. So they make him to lie down her, and then they took 2 pictures of him and her and videoed. Said, if you don't begin to give us money, we'll release it out. Said, she has been doing that just to, he was not even guilty. I don't think about those that are guilty already. She was not guilty. Then after he got that, then he told his wife, this is what has been happening. Said, really? So the wife went and confronted the people and said, you better release the video. She gave the lady, they mobilized the youth of the church. To go and look for the guy that did the video and beat them first. So we are ready. Because there are people that because of things they have done, they are manipulated. How do you know that? Because you did this, if you don't, I will. If you don't, I will.
So you begin to do things you will not do normally. If you don't, I will tell your wife, I will tell your people, I will do this, I will do this. You become, if you are not patient, you get into, I will tell them you did this. Even if you, this, men will forget. God will forget, but men will never forget. Hope you know that. God will forgive you and forgot you ever visited a native doctor. But your friend that went there with you, if you tell people, no matter how righteous you become in this world, that he once went to go and visit Baba. Hope you know it's true. Let's say somebody misses a native doctor as a pastor and then he repented, he's not born again. People will never believe him again. They will say he has gone to, it's the power that is still working. So people become manipulative on your life. They begin to use you because you have compromised. You become, you easily be manipulated. Hallelujah. You will get curses when you are impatient and then you will jeopardize your destiny. Now, when not to be patient, hallelujah. I said when the situation are anti-scriptures and anti-covenant, number two, I said when demonic forces are involved. Anytime you see a demon in a case, don't be patient with it. Don't allow a demon to wreck your life. In Acts chapter 16 from verse 16 to 20, the apostles were preaching and then a young girl was following them possessed by the spirit of divination. The Bible says the disciples casted the demons out. Hallelujah. Now for this service, we're not to be patient when the process is long overdue. How many months is pregnancy? How many months is pregnancy, guys? So if a lady is 11 months pregnant, should she be patient? Why should she be patient and wait on God? God will do it when you want to do it. Because the process is what? Long overdue. Right? There are annual crop, there are biennial crop, there are perennial crop. Even an annual crop is not yet done in 2 years. That means the process is long overdue. So there are certain processes that are of long overdue. In cases like that, don't be patient. Don't wait for it. You must change it. You understand? When the process is long overdue, it looks as if this case is not changing. You must do something. It will change. So don't be patient when the process is long overdue. Hallelujah. It's what? Long overdue. Because there is time for seed time and what? There is time for harvest. In Genesis chapter 18 verse 10, the Bible says, according to the time of life, there is a time of life. Somebody testified in 2 Corinthians said that his uncle was long overdue for marriage. What does this mean? That means maybe it's 40 years or 45 years, something like that. That means there's a due, there's a due period to get married, right? Let's say you are 30 years as a lady, you are 35 years. Is that overdue process? It's overdue. Not the one that said it anyway. Praise God. But there's a due process for every time. Praise God. So when it's long overdue, you must learn how to not be patient with things that are long overdue. Praise the Lord. And then number four, when not to be patient is when you are scared to move. In 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 1 to 8 was the story of lepers. When the Holy Spirit said, move. I know many of us, God will tell you to do certain things, but you are afraid of the boldness to start. Will it ever sell? Will somebody ever come to my shop? Will somebody ever come to church? Hallelujah. Will somebody ever, will it ever work? Will somebody ever listen to me? Will somebody ever like me? People will like you. People will recommend you. People will talk about you. Be bold to move. Don't be patient when it's time to move. Don't wait. Don't sit down when it's time to take action. Hallelujah. Don't sit down when it's time. When there is a time to wait and then there is a time to move, you must have the boldness and the courage to step out. I was talking with the one lady that wanted to start a company. She said she was wondering whether she started it. Already she's supplying to the north already. Yes. In 3 months, but she was shocked. Just start it. If I start this company, will I be able to work? If I start my own shop, will somebody come? Somebody will come. When the Lord say move, don't be patient in that situation. So I say, when not to be patient? You should not be patient when the situation is anti-scripture, when you are being harassed and molested, an anti-covenant situation. Don't be patient in that kind of case. Don't allow somebody to slap you and say you are patient. The person is slapping you. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody is cheating you and the person is saying, I'm being patient. The person is cheating me. Somebody is collecting money from you repeatedly and the person is not paying. And they are a patient brother. Is that patience? Yes, tell me you are saying is yes. Is that patient? Somebody is following for you every time and then you keep giving in the person and say, I'm patient. That's not right. Hallelujah. You are not CBN. Eco Bank. Praise God. And then when patience is long overdue, there are attitudes you need to have when you are patient. Number one is behave yourself wisely. As you are patient, be wise. Don't allow people that will take advantage of you. 1 Samuel 18 verse 14, the Bible says, when David knew he was king, he behaved himself wisely. Number two, I said, as you are waiting and you are patient, have hope and be optimistic. Believe that something can change. You know, some of the times when I see church sisters that are due for wedding, and then some of them have already given up. They don't even look nice again. They don't even dress well, because nobody will come after me. Ah, Otipari, it has finished. Like, life has finished already. No. Somebody can still come for you. Still dress good and still look good. Hallelujah. Have hope and optimism that you can make it and it will still change. As you are patient, don't just give up. Don't allow your breath to go. Consistently develop yourself, I say in the other service. And then number four, now I say, build structures and relationship as you are patient. Build what? Structures and relationship as you are waiting on God. In Psalm 22 verse 1, the Bible says, so people came to David in cave of Adullam, and then they became his mighty men when he rose to prominence. In Psalm 22 verse 1, that was when they came, and then down to 1 Samuel 23, they became the mighty men. Hallelujah. The one from verse 16 to 18 was when Ruth was waiting on a second husband, and then she built a relationship with Naomi. You see, many people underplay the power of relationships and then the power of creating them are nothing. There are people that don't relate with me now, that very soon it will become difficult for them to relate with me. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Once upon a time, to see Daddy Adeboye, I heard that it's almost an impossible mission until God helped you. Because it's very even Bishop Oyedepo say to see him is impossible case. But how many of you know that there was a time when he was accessible like pure water leader? Everybody can walk up to him. Then there are people that should have built relationship with him, that no matter where he is, when they see them, to be available for him. No matter how hard and difficult you are to assess, there are people you are available for. Why? Because of the kind of relationships we have for them. So now that people are not in, and all of you are in the building process, build relationship and build structures. Are we together? Right in the house, build relationship. You know one thing about guys in the houses or in the family? Many people, some people are peacockish. Not peacockish. Proud, braggadocious. And then with an empty feather. There is nothing under the feather. There are people you should build relationship with and relate with them well. Because one of the person around you will become important someday. You may be the one that is important, and then the people that took you for granted. How many of you know that this prominent Mr. Lawrence Oyo was in the house when I was serving? Yes, I was the president when he was serving. Right in the house, yes, serve in the same house. I can remember at the same time many people taking it for granted. Yes. Because he was not known. He's not prominent. So many people, just imagine people that were close to him and respected him. Well, if they call him now. Yes. And then I was in the meeting. Wait, so me, Papa came to me. Just imagine if I was Papa that time. This guy is one of the family. Like, hey, will you sit down? No. I respected everybody. If I want to see him now and he knows it's me, he'll give me access. But that is the way. Build relationship and structures as you are patiently waiting. When people come to you, have them around, because you need people to help you on your way up. So build relevant relationships. Hallelujah. Build relationships and structures. As you are waiting, pursue kingdom vision and then learn to call God on prayer. I want to give you counsel as we close. Mindset you should have while you are waiting. Remember that purposes differs. Not all of us will become pastors. The Bible is speaking in Psalms 40 verse 7. Here I come to you in the volumes of the book written concerning me to what? Do your will. And then timing differs. In Psalms 105 from verse 18 to 19, the Bible is speaking about Joseph. Say, until the time that his word came, the Lord God word tried him. Some of us will be lifted this year. Some of us will not be lifted this year. Say amen to that one too. Tell the truth. Some of us will be lifted next year. Some people will take 2 years before us to be lifted. Our timing is not the same. And it is the same God. We
now you hear somebody got a job here, somebody got a job here. One day you just, after hearing, you celebrate the person, you know? Say, God, is this me?
You just hear that this person, like you said now, some of them are already getting married. Some of the ladies will say, these ladies are already married. Hey, Jessica is wedded. This person is wedded. This person is wedded. She just look at herself in the mirror. What is wrong with me? Nothing is wrong. It's just a matter of time. Hallelujah. It will happen. So our timings are not the same. Some of us here will start driving before others. Some of us here will build their houses before others. Some of us here will marry before others. No matter the prophecy, everybody has the same result. Hope you want to understand what I'm about. We cannot, so our timing is different. So learn to celebrate people when it's their time. Let me tell you one bad character that people have. So I mean, I just bought my new phone. You bought a new phone? Me too. I bought this. When people tell you their success story, don't bring any of your story. At that moment, savour their success story. Don't somebody come and say, I did this. Now you too say, me too, I did this. It's as if you are trying to compare, you're trying to console yourself. When people tell you their success story, in that moment, never bring anything about you. Celebrate their success story. Are we together? I've noticed people when somebody say, I did this, and me too, I did this, I remember when I did this. No. When people tell you their success story, in that moment of discussion, don't bring anything about you. Only celebrate their success. Hallelujah. Celebrate their success. Be happy because your own will come. If the blessing is around, if somebody fell down in a meeting here, that means the angel is around here. True or false? Do you know what I'm talking about? If you're in a meeting and somebody fell down in front of you, that means the angel is around them. That means he may come back. Is that not true? So be patient. Don't continue worshiping. Your turn will come. It may not be in that service. It may be in that, but your turn will what? Come. So be patient. Our timings are not the same. I know that. Hallelujah. Yes. And then never think we are in a group. Please, let's have Isaiah 51 verse 2. Know that your life is left to you at the mercy of yourself. What you do with your life will matter. Your life is at the mercy of yourself. Isaiah 51 verse 2. What does it say, guys? For yes. That's the one I wanted to get. For what? I call him what? God will not bless us as a group. Hope you know that. There could be corporate blessing. But blessings are individual. Your account number is not my account number. Is that not true? Let's say God wants to bless this church. He will give us money in church account. But let's say God wants to bless the members. How will he bless them? Individually. God cannot put money in my account for me. No. No. So, if your life is left to your mercy, that means you should take it more serious. Because your success is for you. Because the truth is, when you have a problem, people can be around you. But you are really the person that feels the pain of the problem. People will comfort you, but don't know that. Don't forget that people drink mineral in burial. True? Somebody's wife will die. They will say, please, before, as you are, just eat food to have small energy so they can cry more. They will force her to eat. Even on the day of the death of her husband. So that your life is in your hands. Some people will come and be angry and don't even get put in burial. And their life continues. That's the truth. Yes. So your life is in your hands. My success is in my hand. If this church will fail, not Sunday, everybody will be in another church. That's the truth. So it's my responsibility to wake up to responsibility. If you don't make it in life, your mother will love you. But right before your eyes, you will see your call coming in and your brother that made it coming in. And she will pick his call and leave your call. But she loves you. So take your life in your hand and have the faith. And then as you are patient, you strive into becoming all that God has meant for you. Don't forget that the year 2021, and then this is the end of March. This is the last Sunday in March. And the year is ending. I want every one of us to double our commitment and pressure. Everything we are supposed to start, start. You know, like I spoke last week about week, everything is supposed to start. All together. And then as we press in, here you will achieve what you have not achieved in the past 7 years. That in this year, God can do a miracle in your life that you achieve a lot far beyond. All you need to do is to start. What did I say? Start.
God and step out. And then as you are waiting for him, patiently waiting. I know one day I'll be in an auditorium of this church where we'll be having overflows. Yes. One day I know I'll be in an auditorium where we'll be having multiple services and people are... One day very soon start castigating me in this city and say he has used charm. No, they don't even care about us. Yes, is that not true? They don't even know we exist because we are nothing. But I'm patient to grow. Once cars are parking and begin to block on that road now, that's if we are sitting here, they will say, who is this person? And then suddenly begin to notice your body. I am patient to grow. Because for us to be successful, you have to be successful. Is that not true? The members have to be successful. And I believe every one of you, your faith will not fail you. Now, how many of you have ever had situations where it looks as if your faith is not working and then you are giving up and then it's really like you have waited too long? I want to pray for you and anoint you. Let's say, remember I gave four conditions for you not to be patient. Number one I said was what? When it's anti-scriptural, anti-covenant. Number two is what? If demonic is involved, when the process is long overdue. Then number four I said is what? What's number four? When such a demon. So let's say any of you have been in the first four conditions. You have these four conditions. There is a situation you need prayer for. I feel led to pray for you, to anoint you with oil for God to intervene in your case. Is there anybody like that? Come to the front, let me pray for you. That's in case there's somebody like that. Come to the front. All right, come, sir. Give me that oil, Pastor Mint.
We will never be the same. We've touched your grace. Our life...
You can stand up.
My life must change.
Let's be on our feet.
We will never be the same. We touch your grace. Our life must change. We will never be the same. We touch your grace. Our life must change. We will never be the same. We touch your grace, our life must change. Our life must change. Life must change. Life must change. You will never be the same. Without your grace, our life must change. You will never be the same. Without your grace, our life must change. You will never be the same.
Without your grace.
I want you to hear what I'm saying. I'm asking God to use your life as a proof that I'm called into ministry. Whatsoever it is, I want to guarantee you it will change. The oil of God has the ability to change, and by the anointing. See, I didn't do it in the first service. I just standing here, God said I should do it, and I was thinking many people. So you alone coming is a sign that is a particular word for you. Whatsoever that situation is. I could remember January when we had an encounter. I never believed something like this can happen, but it has happened. But by the power of oil and the anointing, you can be exalted. The grace of God is available for you, and I declare that you will stand upon his altar one day and testify that it has changed. You will look at your life and it will look like a dream. Like a dream. Like a dream. The power of the Lord God exalted. The anointing of the Lord God causes a life to change. Father Lord, the Lord God that confirmed the word of his servants and confirmed the word of his messengers. Father Lord, I make a demand that Lord, you use his life and you use this situation to prove the call in my life. You give him a speedy testimony. Everything that he's standing here for, in the name of Jesus, I declare that help rise for him. I declare help in the name of Jesus. I call upon ministering angels. I call upon the angels of God to arise and go and fight your battles. It's a divine intervention in the name of Jesus. Thank you, because Lord, it will happen in the name of Jesus. Father Lord, as this oil come upon him, may it be a seal of the move of God upon his life. I pray for Engineer David. He will rise to stardom. He will be the voice and the name of his family. You will so much change his life that people will not believe that this is his story. Father Lord, I've seen you raise millionaires in this church. May he be another one. Another one that will count 6 zeros this year. In the name of Jesus. Father Lord, thank you, because you'll settle his life. In Jesus' name. Mande kabara da baya galege disha. Baya la na manda gabra gada la gada bra gada ya gada gada bra gada la gada bra gada ya. The Lord God that made the sun to rise and the moon to rise by day fights for you, Engineer D. I declare the help from above rise from you. In the name of Jesus, you will come back and return. Everything that you have brought anti scripture, anything that is demonic, anything that is long overdue, anything that you have been instructed to act on, I declare that it is done right now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Arise to your testimony in Jesus' name. Every one of us, can we begin to pray in the spirit and trust God for it and encounter? Begin to pray in the spirit. Ebenezer, Ebenezer, I'm trusting God for financial breakthrough. I'm trusting God for a sudden intervention. Maybe you came to this church without money, without resources. God is going to intervene in your case. Can you lift up your hands if you are trusting God? Hallelujah. You are trusting God for financial intervention. And then if you came to service and then you need a miracle financially, you can meet Pastor Mint immediately after the service. That is, if you came to this service and then you don't have, you are trusting God for an help. We'll give you something little to help the miracle. But if you are trusting God for strange financial intervention, Father, in the name of Jesus, you just show God releasing finances to people. I declare over your people that, Lord, none of them is permitted to drop their hands empty. Drop something in their spirit. raised men to remember you. I promise to testify if a miracle happened. I said testify, not give us money. I said testify. Before the end of this month, before Sunday, somebody that has never given you money, a source you have never received from, you will receive a supply in the name of Jesus. I declare financial miracle and releases for you in the name of Jesus Christ. On Sunday you will testify. I can guarantee you. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Now I want to thank God for his faithfulness in the month of March. I want to thank you for your presence. Can we briefly appreciate God for the remaining days in the month of March? Lord, we believe you encounter us in the remaining days of March. Open your mouth and say, Father Lord, we believe in the remaining month of March.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointing messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.